You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Joe, I know there's other topics to be discussed here in town, but I'm heartbroken for Tony Finau.
I was too.
I wanted Tony to get that onus off his, that monkey off his back, man alive.
He's never won anywhere, right?
One win, and it was like a second string event.
Oh.
But I believe this is now 21 top fives in a row where he hasn't won. And yesterday, he gets to the playoff where the guy misses a three-foot putt on 18.
Yep.
And then the guy hits his tee ball up against a tree, it looked like, and he's finally going to win. And the guy gets up there, and somehow he gets at an angle where he can hit the, you know, Homa hits it at this angle, and he's damn near got the same putt that Tony had on the next hole.
That's right.
I mean, on the green, and Tony had a big breaker. He had kind of a straight one. He missed his. Tony misses the breaker by a little bit, and then the next hole is a hole that does not fit Tony's eye. He ends up in the bunker because he's a fader, and this guy's a draw guy. And he loses again. It's terrible.
I watched it. I was heartbroken.
And everybody says he's a great guy, you know.
Yep.
He's from Fiji. I said...
No, he's not.
I thought he was the Fiji guy.
I think he's from Salt Lake City, Utah.
Oh, that's right.
Close enough.
VJ's from...
What's his first name again? Tony?
Tony Finau. That's right. Tony's from Utah.
Yeah. But he's got... He must have the... Pacific Island Rim family history.
Yes, I think he does.
He was born September 14th, 1989 in Salt Lake City, Utah.
And where is his...
That's
I think
I'm
he plays... Does he play for us, though, or does he play for in the...
I don't know.
Another team?
Well, he can play for us. He's an American.
Yeah,
he's an American.
Do you mean another team?
He is.
No?
No, what a good player, though. Damn, it's unbelievable. Hits at 20 miles, too, and... And that's terrible.
Yeah. Audio separated at birth from Tiger Woods.
Oh, really?
See if you can find some audio, Chris, of Tony Finau, and you'd swear it'll be better, too, because we're not seeing it. You'd swear you're listening to Tiger.
First off, Finau is of Tongan and Samoan descent.
There you go.
The first person of such ancestry to play on the PGA Tour.
Mm-hmm. So, okay.
Okay. I'll get some audio from
but, Tony. It's hard to believe you can be in it that long. And I wonder what happened between him and Homa on when it was over. That was did you watch that?
I didn't.
That was
what did I miss?
A rather abrupt departure by Tony. He gave him these pass by handshake, and then maybe it was a COVID type of thing. But
maybe he was just PO'd.
You know, that golf course is not as much fun as it used to be with those guys hitting pitching wedges into 18 instead of nine irons into 18 instead of trying to fit it up there from a little further back. But I guess that's the modern game, that's for sure. but it's still a fun golf course. But that was I watched a whole lot of that and was rooting mightily for Tony and didn't quite work out. So
is the Chris Finch story the least surprising story of the year?
I think the timing is surprising. Why you waited till Sunday night after the game to announce it? They lost Friday night. They knew they were going to fire him. Why don't you just tell him on Saturday morning that he's been fired, have a little press conference, and let one of the assistants coach the game against the Knicks while you're completing the deal for the other guy? Huh?
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's kind of but I will say, according to the Doogie, and he knows this stuff, Glenn Taylor sent the private jet out to fly him back. So Ryan didn't have to get on the plane back to Minneapolis with the with the people from New York saying, "You got fired, huh?" So, but he, you know, he was not going to be back. Here's amazing. I tweeted this out today. I did the math, Joe, while I looked it up. Was what I did. His winning percentage is 314.
Who? Saunders or Finch?
Ryan Saunders. Finch has never been a head coach.
Never been a head coach.
In the NBA. 314. Ryan's 314. Not real good, right?
No.
There's been 13 coaches in the Timberwolves' history who have coached a full season or more, 82 games or more.
Mm-hmm.
That's only the... That's the seventh best.
Wow.
There's six guys ahead of him and six guys behind him.
Oh, and winning percentage?
And winning percentage. Wow. 314. Now, the first four guys after expansion, Musk was 311, and then they got worse. Right. Jimmy Rogers was 192.
Wow.
But those four. Jeez. But there's... and then Kurt Rambis was, I think he was in the 190s or 210s or something. But they have just as many coaches who haven't had a 314 winning percentage as do have a 314 winning percentage.
And I bet it's pretty tight, too, isn't it?
The only guy that's, of course, over 500 is Flip, because he had the eight... he had the eight playoff seasons here. So
I don't want to indict them. I have no personal animosity. But could the argument be made that they're the worst professional sports franchise currently existing? Who would be worse than them in any sport?
As consistently rotten?
Yeah.
I don't know. Nobody in the NBA, right? No. I mean, the NBA's got some bad franchises.
Detroit? The Detroit Lions?
Lions. Lions, Joe, one playoff win since 1957.
Yeah, that's pretty good. How many playoff wins do the Timberwolves have? About three?
Well, they won three series. They went to the conference.
They don't have an abundance. The first seven times they went, they got beat in the first round. They won some games. Then the eighth time, 2004. They won two playoff series and to get to the Western Conference Finals and got beaten six by the Lakers, but Sammy Cassell was hurt. They might have made it to the finals. They would have still been underdogs, but Cassell was their second best player, and when he got hurt, they weren't going to beat.
Well, what do you think the future is for this club? You think that Glenn will sell it?
I think he would like to, but I got to think with the no fans in the stands, the uncertainty of all sports with the COVID, what are sports going to look like when the pandemic's over?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that $1 billion-plus price is probably still there. It's probably worth a hell of a lot less money when he started thinking about selling it a year ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if... That's not the entity that I'm worried about him selling. Obviously, if he sells that one, it's just fine with me. But anyway,
there's no plans to sell that newspaper, is there?
No, I don't think so.
No. Don't sell it to
a hedge fund.
It can't be sold to Alden Capital.
Yes, don't sell it to a hedge fund.
And, can I get thrown out for standing and cheering on defense?
You mentioned
that's not Tony Fino.
No, I'm trying desperately to find
an
audio
guy.
Yeah, that's our guy Detroit Don.
Yeah,
and Superfan. I don't know which one is which.
The Twins want to put 10,000 people in the ballpark on opening day.
That doesn't seem unreasonable, does it?
No, but the governor's not signing off on that yet.
Not yet, no. But
well, you're running out of time.
Come in, keep your masks on.
Well, you can say that you're saying that they can put in 25%. Why can't they?
Yeah. But do they end up losing money if they only are allowed 10,000 people at the
Yes, but they won't staff it like they normally
true.
Would.
That's
They'll
true.
Staff it with. In fact, they're talking about no contact concessions. Does that mean we can't get a brat?
Does that mean I can pour my own beer?
How can you lose money if you're going to have 10,000 people in? That's money you wouldn't have if there were zero people.
Well, yes, but Joe, you're hiring people to come in and the concessions company that they have that has the concessions obviously is not going to pay the Twins full price. They're going to pay based on what they would but it depends upon how many workers you have to have. Last year, how many ushers did they need? Six,
right?
To make sure nobody was sneaking in. Now, you got there's overhead opening that place, but I think it's just the idea of creating some hope for the future, don't you? I mean, hope for people, hey, before this summer's over, we may let everybody come in. So,
what in God's name will happen to the Twins if the Chauvin trial does result in horrible rioting?
Does the actual trial start later in March?
2 weeks from today. 2 weeks from today.
But that's jury selection.
Yeah, but that's the beginning. I mean,
we do 3 or 4 days. Yeah, and if they think it might take a month?
Oh, God, yes.
That might coincide with opening day, huh?
Yep.
That could be bad. Yeah. Well, they're going to be, you just have to proceed that it's not going to occur, but obviously there's some concern that it's now becoming an armed camp already. So, I don't know what happens to everybody downtown if we have. Here's the problem: they've created to me. Even if he gets convicted of manslaughter, all hell is going to break loose, right?
Mm-hmm.
And regardless of the trial, Pat, I think what the main concern the Twins should have is they're losing the likes of the Reavers family, bringing two kids to a ball game on a Saturday afternoon. I'm not taking my family down there. No chance.
Yeah, by the middle of summer, maybe you will. If things are calmed down.
Well, last year we went to one game the opening weekend when it was about 38 degrees, and we didn't go the rest of the – or not last year, I'm sorry, 2 years ago. We went that first weekend. We didn't go again.
Why?
I'm not bringing my family to downtown. I'm not kidding. I'm not bringing my family downtown Minneapolis.
Okay. Well, I've been down there regularly and haven't felt threatened, but, maybe they're not – worried about a 75-year-old guy waddling down the street.
But where you park, though, do you go through? Don't you park in the Twins lot when you attend a game?
Last year we did, but no. I mean,
two years ago,
I go downtown the office and stop here and there. But I haven't been out there at night, so late at night I pick some stuff up. But who knows? I mean, I think that.
But you're finding in a much emptier town than 2 years ago, right?
Oh yeah, there's. What, instead of, the workforce is like 20% of normal, 15% of normal, because skyways aren't open. And, I'm talking to some people who work in offices down there, and once the trial starts, there's not, more buildings are going to be closed. So I don't know.
Hennepin County government workers are going to not even be there during the trial. They're going to be out and moved to the suburbs.
Well, I dealt today with some HCMC workers, and they were just fine and glad to have them. The wife and I got our second vaccines today.
Dose number two.
At HCMC. Does this mean I can't, 95% chance I'm not going to get it? Can I give it to you or not?
You have increased your, I don't know what percentage, but you have increased your chances of not getting it.
If you get it, you probably won't die.
That's how I'm looking at it.
You can still get it, but your body is going to fight it harder than not being vaccinated.
There's a 95% chance I'm in good shape.
Yep.
Yes.
But that doesn't mean I can't give it to you.
That I don't know.
I don't know either.
Are you experiencing anything? Any side effects? From today's shot?
There's a tingling in my right arm, but I'm not sure what that's from. So it could be from
right,
the injection.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I don't know. I told Reavers I was going to give you that joke, and then I debated whether I was going to do it or not. And what the hell? It's a podcast,
you gotta
right?
Do it. You got to do it.
No, not yet. You know what? Somebody, I think the wife found this, that in older people that get it, the reaction of the second one hasn't been as
significant,
as significant because our immune system sucks. Yeah. So it's not like saying, ooh, good, bring it on, and making us a few, I'm not sure if that's doctor. That's what Dr. Katie told me today, so I don't know.
Because she when she got her first one, she had really bad reactions to
really?
The first one. Yeah, she had migraines for,
oh
boy, at least a week, if not two. But the second one wasn't as bad as the first
but
one.
But see, Joe, when I got the vaccine to make sure I didn't get ill, I immediately drank two Diet Cokes.
Oh, well, there you are.
That combo is even better than quinine or whatever it was.
Right,
that,
right.
Or Clorox. It's even better than Clorox.
That's right. Joe says, we got a president drinking bleeping pool cleaner. Hydroxychloroquine. Wasn't that what it was called?
Yeah.
Hydroxychloroquine.
Yet you raise a great question. I'm sure that people are the owners of teams in this town, and especially in I'm not sure how good a shape Allianz Field is neighborhood either. But I'm sure that there are people who have no idea what the future is going to hold here for. Whatever happens in this trial, whatever, people come to games or not.
Have you ever covered an NBA game in Portland?
I was there with the Dream Team. When they, before the 92 Olympics, they played in the Tournament of the Americas in Portland. So those of us who were with them in San Diego... I was at the Torrey Pines Hotel there in San Diego, and we went up and watched their first couple of games in Portland. I watched them beat Cuba by 50 or 60 and then win again.
Well, that's not what I'm driving at.
But I've been out there a couple, three times.
Okay, that's got to be two buildings ago, though. I mean, I bet they're in a different building from when you saw them in 92.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, because my question was going to be, where is the building in Portland? Is it right downtown? Because Portland's in big trouble, just like Minneapolis. In fact, it's worse.
Well, it's worse than because it's daily, right?
Yes.
In Portland, we have an ongoing dispute. Yes.
Look that up, Reeves.
Okay.
Where do the Portland Trail Blazers play? Portland.
Yeah, I don't know if it is. They've been playing their home games, so I don't know if they're a little out of the metro, out of the city.
Although
or not.
Their star player disputes the Wolves' hire, doesn't
yes.
he?
Yes. He wanted David Vanderpool, who was an assistant in Portland, to get the job. David is a person of color. And Chris Finch is not, and Damian Lillard is a big fan of Vanderpool and can't figure out why he didn't get the shot because he was the number two guy here.
What's the future for Ryan Saunders? Just catching on as an assistant
probably
somewhere?
Probably an assistant someplace. If he's, somebody will take care of him. His dad had enough friends in the NBA that somebody will give him a shot probably.
The Mata Center does look like it's downtown just off the Willamette River.
I'll be damned. Well, good luck.
I don't know what Portland is allowing. I mean, have they sealed everything off? Can you go to games or not? I don't know.
I have no idea.
I would have guessed Oregon is not real keen on opening things up, even when they aren't fighting with each other every night.
Right.
What was it? Was it the Rose Garden? What was their old...
This is the Rose Garden.
No, this is called the Mata Center.
That's I think it just got
a naming
corporate
rights.
Sponsor.
Okay.
I think it's the same place.
Okay, got it.
Yes. You know, MLB was talking about... Portland had a big... campaign to be part of any relocation or expansion in Major League Baseball. They had the money guys up there lined up and ready to go, even though it's kind of a smaller town.
I was going to say, do they have enough population to support it?
Well, they thought they could because Portland was their only big league team, you know. I mean, the NBA was their only big league team, but that's a lot of the ship has sailed in a lot of areas with Portland these days.
Nobody relocates till Montreal gets a ball club.
Let me ask you something. Let's go back to the Timberwolves. What if he sells it to an outstate group? Would he allow them to move it, or can he provide?
He has vowed not to do that. He has vowed not to do that. But he might. He will sell to an outstate group because I don't think there's anybody ponying up a billion here.
Because he doesn't want to disappoint those 4,000 fans that go to home games.
Last year, they were last in attendance, mm-hmm. but I think that the average they announced is 14. And I think they were counting legs, so there's 7,000 or 8,000. It's not 4,000.
Well, I wonder what a viable city for an NBA franchise would
even
be.
Kansas City has been begging for a team to get back. Their new arena's getting old, but they've been waiting for it so long.
Oh, they built an arena?
Oh, yeah, they got a new arena down there. They've had it for about 10 years. Oh,
I still think I know the lineage of the Kansas City Scouts in the NHL.
All right.
Became the Colorado Rockies of the NHL, who became the New Jersey Devils of the NHL.
Really?
I think that's the way
it was. That is Colorado Rockies. Yes, they were the. It is. Wasn't Cleveland in there someplace?
Cleveland was part of the whole gun deal.
Oh, yeah. Cleveland was part of the Oakland Seals, weren't they?
Yeah, I think so.
That's where. Yeah.
Look at you. The club was founded as the Kansas City Scouts in 1974. The Scouts moved to Denver in 76 and became the Rockies. In 82, they moved to East Rutherford, New Jersey. Wow, and became the Devils.
I know my storylines.
I got one for you. You know your NHL. How are you on the NBA?
Not too good, but try me.
Give me the Sacramento Kings.
Ooh, I'm already done.
I'm out.
The Syracuse Nationals.
Oh, boy.
Wow, never even heard of
it. If I am not mistaken, the Cincinnati Royals, the Syracuse Nationals become the Cincinnati Royals, become the Kansas City Kings.
Yep.
And for a while, they were the Kansas City Omaha Kings because they were playing some of their games in Omaha. And then they became the Sacramento Kings. Is that correct?
Am I missing anything? No, you're very close. The Sacramento Kings began
as the Rochester Royals. Excuse me.
Rochester Seagrams. Then they renamed it the Rochester Royals.
Moved
to Cincinnati where they were the Royals, then Kansas City, Omaha.
And Rochester Royals were the number one rival in the West Division of the NBA to the Minneapolis Lakers during the early glory years. The NBA had very bad geography because they had the Rochester Royals in the West, which is, of course.
Rook, what do you got? What team do you got?
The Sacramento Sunrise. they were an LBGT basketball team that they always played the Rainbows.
There really aren't many histories to trace that are as long as the Devils and the Kings, the Sacramento Kings.
No. The NBA, I mean, the NHL was bouncing around there for a while, man. They had a hard time keeping up.
Well, Atlanta became Calgary, right?
Yes. Atlanta had two teams.
That's right.
They had the Flames, and then they had the Thrashers. And did the Thrashers relocate or just go out of business?
No, the Thrashers became...
Carolina Hurricanes?
Hartford became Carolina Hurricanes.
Right. Where did the Atlanta Thrashers go?
The Thrashers. Did they become Nashville?
I think.
Or was Nashville an expansion franchise?
Nashville was expansion.
They became the Winnipeg Jets.
The Thrashers?
Yeah, that's when they moved up back up to Winnipeg.
Okay, okay. They're the second version of the Jets.
And then did the Atlanta Flames move to Calgary?
The Atlanta Flames moved before the Thrashers, though, right? The Atlanta Flames were the original.
The Atlanta Thrashers were 1999 to 2011, and then the Winnipeg Jets 2011 to present.
Wow. So, there's
they had a long run in Atlanta.
What about the Kansas City Scouts? Where did they not ever make it?
Well, Joe, you were talking about the history, so I was looking one up. The Arizona Cardinals history. Because they started in Racine, then they became the Chicago Cardinals, then they were the St. Louis Cardinals, then Phoenix,
Arizona,
Phoenix, then Arizona.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, I didn't realize that they started in Racine. But you know, speaking of our history here, Stan Williams died. Stan was 84, pitcher for the 1970 Twins. Mm-hmm. Also a very effective pitcher at times for the Los Angeles Dodgers. And actually pitched 1 year in Brooklyn, I think. But in 1957, the first year of the original Midway Stadium,
mm-hmm.
he was the ace chucker for the St. Paul Saints, went 17-5.
Ooh.
This is in Triple A,
wow.
Reavers. Pitched 242 innings.
Wow.
Led the American Association with 223 strikeouts and never got called up by the Dodgers.
Wow.
He was he came up the next year. And started the next year with the Saints, and after about his third game, he got called up to the Dodgers.
How did he? What was it that he never got called up the year prior?
They had Koufax and Drysdale and guys.
Sure.
No, wait, not 57 though. Koufax hadn't emerged, but they just that's the way they did it.
Wow.
If you go back and look at stories about like the Millers having these players being called up by the Giants. And the Saints having players, they were calling up by the Dodgers. They were like, it was treated as if they were being raided.
Oh.
They were, because, you know, they wanted to win back there. And it was all about winning. And, the Miller, Giants raid Millers again. And, now they raid them for five players a week.
Well, I was going to say, our guys here, they treat it like it's an Uber.
Yes,
you know?
That's right. And they can use Uber now, yeah. Although they will not be at home at the same time too often. Anybody check to see?
Oh, the schedule
now that there are
yeah.
schedules between the Saints and the Twins, how many times they're home alone?
I have not.
By the way, did you see the Saints schedule, Joe, with the 142 games they hope to play, but because of COVID, they are only going to play six different teams.
Really?
Yes. There's going to all be
regional.
Iowa, Omaha, Columbus, Indianapolis, and Toledo, I think.
Does Vet got a hand in this club?
Yes. Yeah, he's got his piece. But the
This isn't the Saints. The Saints from last year are gone. That's
yes,
done.
They are now That's a Triple A team. The ownership's the same. The Twins bought a piece, 25%.
Yep.
So I'm sure that it was a nice little profit for both Vec and the
Hello.
Gold Clang.
Yep. Yeah.
Nice little profit for both Vec and the Gold Clang group, and then they're gonna hope it'll be interesting. You know, the nice thing about the old Saints and that is it started in the middle of June, I guess last year they started in May. They were starting in late May. Short season. This one, April 6th, baby, opener.
Ooh,
so I wonder if people are gonna get bored with it.
Well, I don't know.
Going
I'd go to a Saints game. Mm-hmm. You know, go see because I'm.
Yeah,
they're
true.
Not raising their prices. You said right. They're gonna charge.
Allegedly not.
Well, that's good.
Yeah,
I think it's a once a year deal where you go down there with the family on a nice day. You can walk around.
I think you can still have the pig, can't you? You can still have a
you
pig.
You can still have the pig.
Yeah, you can have
yes.
a pig. Yeah. I took my grandkids once about 3-4 years ago, and they were very intrigued by the pig.
The pig might make an appearance at Target Field.
But
Ooh.
I introduced them to George Samus, right? The mm-hmm. grandkids,
yeah.
the great George Samus. And then George said, hey, have your kids come down and the grandkids can watch us take infield the dugout. Next thing I know, they're out there meeting the umpires with George.
Oh, that's... Did he get a gig? Did George get a gig?
I'll have to call him a check. I don't know. He did, because the Saints were going to bring him back for community relations and stuff and clinics and stuff like that if he didn't land another job.
Because Gardy's kid's managing this club,
yeah,
right?
He's yeah. managing there. Yeah. And he was going to manage Rochester last year, but there wasn't a season.
Okay.
So, Twins, start those full squad workouts tomorrow, Joe.
And you'll be there one of these days.
One of these days. I got a leftover ticket from Lieutenant Colonel Ricey's promotion thing being canceled last year. So I'll have
You're
to see,
cash that one in?
I'll have to see where they... that was an expensive one. I don't think it's as expensive to fly down there right now, is it?
No.
I have
you
no
a
idea.
Good buy and a ticket.
Yeah.
Just don't take any bags.
Mm-hmm.
There's about a $49 ticket down there.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Coming back might be another story. Mm-hmm. Coming back's a little more expensive. Well, I had a young lady in my home that was looking at that, and she loved the going down there price and then saw the coming back price.
Well,
and
my round trip was $110.
Well, can't you just buy a round trip ticket?
Is she going to Fort Myers?
She's planning it. She's thinking about it, yeah.
I should drive my car down.
There you go.
And then let her drive it back and fly back.
She might not grasp the concept of driving that thing back.
Oh, really? Top down, man?
Top down. She's more of a flyback gal.
Oh, she is? Okay. Yes. All right. Okay.
Yes. And she'd probably tell you
I'd
that
like
right
to
away.
Drive it for about 500 miles each way.
Yep.
That other 2,400, that other 1,200 kind of gets to you. You know what really gets to you the time I drove it? Huh. You hit Florida and you say, good. And then it's like six more hours.
Florida's huge.
Yes, I know. It's long. When you're in the panhandle, you might as well be in Texas.
Right.
Hey, did you guys have any fun with Ted Cruz?
We did a little last week.
I love my favorite part is he left the poor dog home alone. Did you see
looking
that?
Looking out the window.
No. Yeah,
just leave the toilet seat up. That's all I got to do.
Snowflake. He left Snowflake
at
home.
He left the dog at home.
My favorite part was when he got busted and said he was only going for a day as he's got the gigantic suitcase.
And then they, of course, the researchers got enough people with the airlines to go get him, and they say, well, I actually booked that return flight at 6 a.m. Thursday when all hell broke loose.
Oh.
That was, I'd be mad at the missus if I was him.
Why?
Because she was the one that said, it's cold
the
here.
The driving force.
It's cold here.
I thought
here.
It was daughters that did that.
No, that's what he said.
Oh, I can't believe the airports were even running.
That is amazing. Although, I think it was... All hell was just starting to break loose, right? When they got out of town.
And what are the residents getting, Joe? What did you say? A $17,000 electricity bill?
Some are getting the outrageous electric bills.
Gritty, I saw like $5,000, $5,300. Why is that?
I don't know.
Because how can you change the price just because there isn't as much of it just like that?
I don't get that.
Well, nobody's going to pay that. I got news for you.
Can you imagine, though, the insurance claims that are going to be taking place over the next couple of weeks down there?
The water damage alone from burst pipes.
Yes. Mm. Oh, my God.
What would be worse, flooded house or a burned house?
I'll go for the burn. Then you can get the insurance money back.
Either way, you got to tear them down, don't you?
Yeah. We had the flooded basement 7-8 years ago. That lower
that's
level.
That's right.
We had
what you do? Just get a shop vac and suck her all out?
No, we pumped her, and then all I know is that insurance you have.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure it's got flood coverage.
They tell you, well, the water came in from the outside, so that's your problem.
Oh, Lord.
So I don't have that outfit anymore. But
okay, good. You went to the canopy group and found a good one.
It only cost me $12,000.
Oh.
By the time we did some other stuff down there to make it, once we got the water out of it and all the other stuff and. But that was 4 days of having water of various depths sitting down in the basement. Yeah.
Well, did you hire somebody to come in and do it to get it out of there?
No, I did it myself.
What a stupid question.
In fact, you didn't see me congratulate myself on Twitter this weekend, did you?
No.
What'd you do?
We bought a rug for the upstairs office, 8x5 throw rug.
Yep.
Because we got a new, she got a new chair and ottoman for that office TV. So I got up in the morning and we were the rug was waiting at the warehouse, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the pad rug too, right? Whatever you call it.
For underneath.
Whatever you call that rug that goes underneath.
The pad rug.
I got up in the morning, and I don't know what got into me Saturday, but I said, I think I'll move the ottoman and try to move this chair over to the other side of the room.
Yep.
And I did this successfully without ripping up the floor or anything, which really surprised me because I did it very sure, you know. Lift it up,
right?
Yep. Let it go. Lift
Follow
it up.
The procedure.
Yeah, lift it up. Instead of drag it, I lifted it up, dragged it. I got her off. I got it off the corner. Then I rolled up the ugly yellow rug, and then I rolled up the pad and threw it downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
Then I drove out and picked up the new rug.
What a guy.
And the pad.
What a guy.
I can't wait for the measurement part.
And when we got her upstairs, we decided that the old pad was better than the pad that we were going to get with this one.
Mm-hmm.
The moral of the story is only the wrestling match between me, the rug, and the pad took a while. That was maybe 20 minutes.
Two out of three fall match.
To get it inside. But then I moved the stuff back, and I had to get the wife to come and observe my...
Look at this.
Incredible
look,
work.
Look at this.
And I decided this was the most work I had done inside this house in 32 years, other than when we had the flood.
Yep.
I did more work when we had the flood.
Well, that's a remodeling project by your standards.
Yes. And it reminded me of what my motto is, which is, there will always be someone who will take money to do this. You know, and yes. I was telling Judd this today. Really, when you die, mm-hmm. you know, whatever it might be, is that $100 you spent to have something done that you could have saved going to do you any good at all?
No, not
what good does it do me? Right. You might as well get somebody to pay for. You know, it's not going to change your quality of life. The last year of your life when you're drooling and peeing your pants and, you know, pooping on yourself and, you know.
What a thing to look forward to.
And you'll be on your deathbed, you're going to say, only if I didn't spend
that
$100.
$100 to have somebody put a toilet seat on.
Yeah.
I'd be in tall clover here.
Yeah, you'd feel a lot better.
So my theory is, it doesn't make any difference.
Nope. I couldn't agree more.
It's not that I have a lot of money. It's just that what difference does it make when I'm in the nursing home, whether I got a lot of money or a little money? What difference does it make?
Let me tell you about a story about the best $100 I ever spent.
Yeah, right.
I'm telling everybody.
Yeah. And by the way, that toilet seat only cost me $70 to have a guy put that on down in Florida.
I love that.
Yeah. So anyway,
that was quite a hero.
That was quite a triumph for me to. Now I feel like I go up and sit in that chair more than I was sitting in the other one, just to observe the glory of my efforts.
You're appreciating your hard work.
Yes, since nobody else will.
Yeah.
You know. What the hell? What the hell?
And when you were done too, did you give it the nod? Like, yep.
Mm-hmm. You know, look at what I did.
Mm-hmm. You're right. The pad's a little off. But you cover it up with the chair, and nobody can. You got to crane your neck to see if
it's not the first thing I'm looking for.
No, that's true. That is true. So, anyhow, hey, the hockey team, 5 goals. What the hell?
Yeah, Fiala had a 3-point night, didn't he?
That's good. He got going again because he was. I think they're a playoff team. A lot of people are not sure about them, but. They scored a power play goal or two, right, the last couple of days.
Yeah.
You know who they
win one game, you move up pretty fast.
Yeah. Yes.
Who they need to get going is Parisi. He's been a little slow to go here. I don't know
what
if this is an
age
thing.
What are we up to now, 33, 34?
Well, I think he's 35.
What is Parisi?
Let me look up young Zach.
Well, when you give a guy a 13-year contract, you're going to get the best he's got the first 6-7 years of that. You're not going to get
36 years
old. Is he really? Okay.
36?
Yeah.
Well, no wonder he's slowing down.
How many years left on the contract?
Well, 2012, right? 2012. So 13, 8, 5 years. This will be 4 years left after this. But the money goes way down, you know. It's, I mean, at the end of it, it's only a mill or two.
Yeah. Well, you can get by on that.
Yeah.
Well, and I wonder, you wonder if there's, because hockey's got to be hurting the most with no fans. Are they going to be moving a lot of players during, you know, because of COVID and the salary cap and everything else?
I think they did reach an agreement with the players that they're not going to gouge the cap too much.
Oh,
you know, they're not going to be like the NFL, which is going to chop it by 10 or 12.
Because I thought I saw Russo tweet, too. Aren't they working on a new TV deal? I thought I saw online.
Hockey? Yeah, well, they lost. I mean, NBC News Network. I mean, NBC Sports Network is going out of business.
It is. I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're folding her up at the end of this year, I believe.
Wow.
So they're going to. They're trying to sell this Peacock thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think they're trying to move some of their stuff to whatever the hell that is. What is it?
It's a streaming service.
Okay. So yeah. It would be a rival to YouTube TV and stuff like that?
Well, no, it might be available on YouTube. It's just a different platform.
I get the Peacock when I talk into the microphone. I get that network.
Yeah. Joe.
Yeah.
Do you understand what the platforms and the streaming, do you understand which is which can give me product and what I want to see, and then which one is like just an app? And
of course not. Of course I don't.
I get very confused on these. Like, so Peacock's an app then?
I don't know.
Yeah, you pull it up like a Netflix.
I would have to pay. I would have to pay $20 a month for it or something, right?
Hulu, that kind of thing.
Yes. Hey, you got any urge to be depressed?
No.
Frances McDormand's new movie, which you can see on Hulu for you don't have to pay extra. No Man's Land. Yeah. Have you read about it?
Yeah. The CP watched it.
What'd she think?
She kind of shrugged her shoulders.
Well, it's about a woman who's in the town of Empire that goes out of business because the sheetrock plant went out of business.
Yep.
And that was a company town. And then she... husband dies, and she ends up living in a van, driving about, she's living in the van, not always down by the river, but she's living, and it's a great performance, and there's apparently a culture of people doing this, nomads, and it's really good, but it doesn't make you feel better about it. Doesn't make you feel better about the recession that we had in 2008, 2009, 2010, in case there's another one around the corner. Then I wish I had that 100 back that I spent.
It's just going to burn. It's just going to burn.
Yeah. So anyway, but it's
getting outrageously great reviews.
Yeah, maybe a little over the top, but she's really good. Yeah, she is good. But it's free on Hulu, and yet at a theater out in Plymouth, it's one of their
features.
It's one of their features. How are they getting people to do that? I mean, I don't think the theater industry is going to be, there's going to be less left of that than anyone when this thing's over. Yeah. Right?
What about the theater industry?
You mean
what he just said?
I mean,
gave it the twist there with theater.
Theater. See. You're making fun of my Murray County pronunciations.
Pronunciations.
That's right. All right. What do you think?
I think that's enough.
What do you think?
He's got to go to the bank.
No, I don't. I'm not going to the bank.
I wish I had to go to the bank.
Yeah.
All right. See you.
See you later.
Yeah.
Did you know that the sewer line that runs from your house underneath your front yard is your responsibility until it connects to the city sewer? Your sewer line can get clogged by tree roots, or it can crack or break or collapse because it's old or the ground shifts over time. If your sewer line gets really clogged, it can cause sewage to back up into your home. You do not want that. If you have a sewer or drain problem, better call Bonfie. Save $150 off an intensive sewer line cleaning when you tell the folks at Bonfie Royce sent you.
Hey, it's Reavers here once again for Josh Arnold, Mr. Money Talk. And Josh has a very simple question for you, and it's, do you know what you own? You see, Mr. Money Talk, Josh Arnold's clients, they always know what they own. And Josh has found that most people that he meets with every single day, they have no idea. Josh has seen retirement portfolios that have a big percentage in bonds, and there are real instances of people paying more in commissions and fees than they can possibly make on the rate of return that these bonds currently yield. So Josh begs of you, no know what you own. And make sure you tune in to Garage Logic every Tuesday and Thursday for Mr. Money Talks Report. You're going to hear it from himself. That's right. Josh joins us every Tuesday and Thursday in Garage Logic. Trust is often overused and it's even harder to find. Please, you can take it from me that you can trust Josh. Give him a call today for that free 48-minute financial consultation at 952-925-5608. That's 952-925-5608.
Investment advisor services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC, a registered advisor in the state of Minnesota. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk.
I have been a client of the Canopy Group for 5 years, and at my last renewal, they are still saving me money. Patrick Ricey here to talk to you about your home and auto insurance. How long have you been with your current insurance company? When was the last time your agent called you and said they could save you money and get you better coverage? This just happened to me. Truly, it did. Each year, the Canopy Group reviews my home and auto insurance with their 16 companies. This year, they saved me an additional $790. How? Because the Canopy Group is keeping an eye on my insurance needs and making sure I am always with the right insurance provider. Paying less and getting more is a concept I like. I can't promise that you'll save $791, but I can promise you they'll give you options. They'll even tell you if you should stay where you are with that company. Do what I did and contact them at thecanopygroup.com. That's thecanopygroup.com.
Hi, this is Daniel LaRue of the Real GM Radio Podcast. And while the NBA season is still pretty new, there are some interesting storylines going on. And for me, one of them is, let's call it a shift in expectations, because there are a couple teams that we expected to be not necessarily pushing the accelerator in the early going in the season, maybe seeing Victor Wembanyama and Scoot Henderson, this purportedly strong 2023 draft class, and going, hey, we could be a part of that. And that would be the Utah Jazz and the San Antonio Spurs. Both teams are over 500 with some nice wins. And this isn't fluky. They're playing well so far. And so we will see how they build on this, how they react to it. Do they keep pushing, see if it can keep going, or do they change directions through trades and everything else? So that'll be something to watch in this year where the draft class is strong and these teams have incentives going in both directions. Hi, this is Daniel LaRue from the Real GM Radio Podcast. BetOnline.net is your number one source for betting football and the start of the new basketball season. Find all the latest player developments, matchups, news, in-depth analysis, and live betting and up-to-the-minute scores for every sport out there. Can check in on your favorite games and events, including the baseball playoffs, start of the hockey season, MMA, boxing, and golf, plus sports podcasts. So head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more at BetOnline, where the game starts.